Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Howard Petway, P-E-T-W-A-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Petway as described in the reports listed above. Period. He is now a 62-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 1-9-15. Period. On this occasion, he did not supply a mechanism of injury, but indicated he did undergo surgery for this condition. Period. The rest of that section is normal. New paragraph. I am in receipt of certain limited additional medical documentation since evaluated here. Period. These are comprised of a progress note from Dr. Farouk, F-A-R-O-U-K, on 5-17-22. Period. He was seeking medical advice and treatment of a bilateral inguinal hernia without obstruction or gangrene, comma, recurrent. Period. He noted MRI showed left inguinal hernia and a small ventral hernia, parentheses, both recurrent, close parentheses, period. They were originally diagnosed in 2015, period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with bilateral inguinal hernia, period. It was recommended, scratch that, the doctor opined no treatment at this time is required, period. He did not recommend surgery at that time, period. Risk for surgery outweighs the benefits from hernia repairs, period. He recommended conservative management along with follow-up with urology for a bilateral hydrocele, period. He then returned on 9-13-22 with the same history given. Period. This time his symptoms involved right hip pain, period. No specific interim treatment was documented, period. His diagnoses remain the same, period. On examination, there was no inguinal hernia felt, period. His pain is mainly right hip / groin area, period. He does have a ventral hernia that is not symptomatic, period. Urology said no intervention was needed from their perspective for the hydrocele, period. Dr. Farouk again concluded that no surgery or other treatment was indicated at that time, period. Mr. Petway explained how he did not want to be released to work, but in Dr. Farouk's medical opinion, he can resume working with limits so that he does not lift anything heavy that could further hinder him. Period. He was going to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. On 8-8-22, urologist Dr. Kasturi, K-A-S-T-U-R-I, performed an evaluation, period. At that juncture, the petitioner was taking methylprednisolone, comma, carafate, comma, and valsartan - hydrochlorothiazide, period. He noted he accessed certain laboratory studies, but most of them could not be retained. Period. His diagnosis was hydrocele. Period, however, he has no scrotal complaints. Period, MRI of his prostate with a 47 gland with BPH nodules. Comma, PIREDS, P-I-R-E-D-S, 2 with recurrent hernias. Period, he should see a general surgeon. Period, physical exam. Abdomen, there were small scars and a linear left upper quadrant oblique scar and a left lower quadrant scar. Consist with his surgeries. Period. When Valsalva maneuver was performed, there was a diastasis recti seen centrally, consistent with a ventral hernia. Period. However, this area was not tender to palpation. Period. The rest of the abdomen section is normal, and then groins section is there was superficial tenderness at the left testes / hemiscrotum, but there was none on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling of the left knee with an associated longitudinal scar consistent with surgery. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbar. He walked with a broad gait. Period. He was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 80 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. New paragraph. He stood 6 feet tall and weighed 293 pounds. Period. We need to have his BMI calculated. Period. Impressions. Howard Petway was injured at work, as noted in my prior reports. Period. Since evaluated here, he had evaluation with Dr. Farouk and Dr. Kasturi. Period. Both of them concluded he did not require a surgery or any other treatment. Period. He had an asymptomatic ventral hernia. And hydroceles as well. Period. He requested Dr. Kasturi keep him out of work. Period. He currently relates he was doing labor through December 22nd when he was laid off. Period. New paragraph. The current exam is detailed above. Period. It is not substantively different than that performed most recently. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from the 21 report and as marked. End.